Eagle 98.1, The Rock Station, and I am on the line now with Josh Todd. He is the front man for Buck Cherry, who are performing at the Basin Music Hall on 3rd Street in downtown Baton Rouge on Tuesday, July 20th. So, wow, that's 1 week from tomorrow. Josh, again, thank you for joining us on Eagle today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Looking forward to the show. It's going to go off. You know, we've been hitting on all cylinders, been out here on the road on the Hellbound Tour since June 1st. We're having a great time. It's so great to be back on stage.
Yeah, I guess so. So, yeah, the Hellbound album, we're going to talk about that, your new album. But I just have to ask you about the time during the pandemic. Outside of finishing up your new album, you know, lots of us picked up new hobbies during that time. And our musicians like yourself had to get especially creative. But you found a pretty unique way to stay occupied. What can you tell us about how you spent 2020 not sitting around doing nothing?
Oh yeah, I mean, I did a lot of things in 2020. I got reacquainted with the game of tennis, which was amazing. I played a little bit when I was a kid, but now I'm like really into it. So I really enjoyed that, and did a lot of things. You know, my kids were out of school the whole time, so a lot of family time. And then I got so bored after, we were making the record and everything. I learned a new trade. I started learning phlebotomy, which is, you know, kind of unusual. And every time I say this to people, they're like, what is phlebotomy? You know, and it's, I just got into it. I don't know. I got kind of fascinated with it when I always get my blood drawn at, blood banks, Quest Diagnostics, mostly, you know, which is a blood center. You know, that's all they do is draw blood all day. And this guy was drawing my blood, and I couldn't feel it. I didn't feel it, you know. And I was like, man, you're amazing. Like, and he was like this big, tall, tattooed dude. And just started asking him about, you know, his practice and everything. And so I went and went to school for a couple weeks and learned phlebotomy. And then I took the national exam. And then I went out and served my city, LA County, for 4 months during the peak of COVID. You know, it was pretty crazy.
I can tell you that I understand you being inspired by somebody who is so good at it. My mom was a nurse, an RN in oncology, and I wouldn't let anybody stick me except her because she was so good at it. So it takes talent for sure.
Yeah, my cousin is a head nurse in Oklahoma, and he's been the head nurse of this one hospital there for a long time. And I called him up. I'm like, you're not going to believe this, but I'm going to learn phlebotomy. He's like, that'll be good. That'll be good for you. He's like, yeah.
Absolutely.
It was fun.
Kind of unassuming for you. Well, let's talk about the new album, Hellbound. I'm chatting with Josh Todd, the Buck Cherry frontman. And your massive North American tour, including your stop in Baton Rouge next week, is in support of all of that. Tell us about the new album.
Yeah, the new album's amazing. We spent a lot of time on it. You know, we had to really shift gears. We had a whole year booked of touring, and it just kept falling off like 1 month after another. And we just knew that, you know, we kind of were seeing it all the way through, that once the dust had settled, you know, and everybody got back to life as usual, it was going to be probably a couple of years since our last record. So we just started really hustling and working on the record. And it was so great to channel our energy into that, because, as you know, there was just so much going on in America that was just so much negativity, you know, like, you know, not only COVID, but the election, the racism, and the, you know, the protesting and all the stuff. It was a lot of stuff. And we're so grateful that we had the record to really kind of focus our energy on. And it really made for a great record. You know, historically, Buck Cherry's always made our best records in a, you know, when we're faced with a lot of adversity. And I just felt like our backs were against the wall once again, you know, to kind of, I don't know if you want to say save our career, but we had no certainty on like when it was actually going to happen again. And then, you know, all these smaller venues started closing, you know, and that was a whole issue. And so many people out of work, band and crew members. And we didn't know what was going to happen. But we knew that we had to come with a really great record once it all came back. But we've been sitting on this record since October 2020. We've been done with it. So to have it finally on the street is really great. And we've broken already new grounds. We were number one in the UK, first time that we ever had a number one record in the UK, which is amazing. And you know, we had some the highest charting record in Japan, and, you know, a lot of international stuff, but it's been amazing.
And here locally, as far as in the United States, I've seen Hellbound described as one of rock's current strongest releases this year. And, you know, Buck Cherry has over 20 years of a long career in rock music. I mean, what would you say it is that keeps you guys so motivated?
Yeah, passion, first and foremost. You know, I mean, I love what I do, and all these guys in this band love what they do, you know, and that's really it. It's a labor of love, you know, so it's exciting to make a new record. I'm always excited because it's like building a house, you know. You have nothing but a foundation, and you got to build a house, and you don't know what it's going to be, and there's so many unknowns, and you know, it's really interesting and fun to construct songs, you know, and to write and rewrite and get it to a place where you feel like, oh, this is amazing. This is timeless. This is going to be, you know, somebody's summertime, you know, and all those things. It's just it's super interesting, and you know, we've always been really passionate about that. We've always been in action, you know, writing records. You know, we'll go out for 2 years and tour and then come home and make a record, you know. And this is our ninth record, and this is what I dreamed about when I was a kid, you know, being in one band and having a catalog of music, and it's coming true.
Your debut album here on the Rock Station, we position as the Rock Station, but we are a classic rock station, and it came out in 1999. And it is absolutely one of those albums that will have a very, very long life on radio stations like ours, without question. I know that you have a ton of very loyal fans to all of your new music endeavors. So would you like to give a shout out to them? Tell Baton Rouge to come watch you perform next Tuesday?
Yeah, Baton Rouge, we're going to come and bring it. So make sure you get out to the rock show. And if you haven't got the Hellbound record, go out and get it, because we're doing a lot of these songs live, and it just goes off live. And we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a night to remember.
Josh Todd from Buck Cherry, they are performing next Tuesday, July 20th, at the Basin Music Hall on 3rd Street, downtown Baton Rouge, along with Eva Under Fire and Ventress. You can get information on how to buy those tickets and how to order their new album, Hellbound, on vinyl or CD online at buckcherry.com. Josh, I wish you the very best of luck, and I hope that you guys have a blast when you come to Baton Rouge next week.
Michelle, thank you so much, and I appreciate it, and we'll see you at the rock show.